Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Luke Bowman of the American Scimitar Association, talking about the Cattlemen's Congress coming in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information. When word came that Denver was not going to allow the National Western Stock Show to go forward, wasn't going to happen in 2021, several cities started talking about offering a alternative venue to the livestock industry for purebred shows early in 2021. One city that stepped up and has made it happen, Oklahoma City. The Cattlemen's Congress coming to Oklahoma City in early January. The major purebred cattle breeds all going to be there, including the American Scimitar Association. Luke Bowman talked with our own Casey Shepard about their involvement.
We are pretty pumped because of all the organization and all the leadership that's gone into developing the Congress. There's some really good folks behind that, and we know they all put on first-class events at their own private ranches, so we know it's going to be quite an event here in Oklahoma City.
Now, why did the Scimitar Association decide that this was the show that they wanted to be a part of this year? I know with Denver being canceled, everybody's kind of trying to figure out where they should go.
Well, we have anointed the National Western for the 2020-2021 show season as our national show. Since Denver was canceled, we were looking for an alternative. You know, we want these folks to be able to name a national champion for this show season rather than just omitting it for the time being. And so Oklahoma City just seemed like a logical choice because of the facility, the attractiveness of the organization. And, that's probably a spot where we're going to see the most folks attend. And it allows us to reach more exhibitors in the South, like a lot of our Simbra breeders.
Well, we're excited to have the Scimitar folks on board. What else do you guys have organizationally coming up that you're excited about?
Oh, that's a really good, really good question. You know, it's a lot of things are pending due to the pandemic.
I think the whole world is pending.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of stuff planned out long term. I mean, we're going to have our board of directors meeting virtually. This is one of the very few events we're going to actually meet in person for the next several months. But a lot of things for what we are working towards right now all point towards Oklahoma City, since it is our national show.
Well, that's going to be an exciting time. And I grew up showing Scimitars, and the breed has changed so much throughout the year. So tell us a little bit, what is your perfect Scimitar looking right now as far as genetics goes?
Oh, boy, that's a really good question. One of the five founding tenets of the American Scimitar Association when they were founded in 1968 is that there is no restriction on percentage of Scimitar in a pedigree and no to be registered, and there's no restriction on color pattern. So Scimitar have changed quite a bit from what they were even 10 to 15 years ago in terms of becoming more solid colored, solid red, or solid black. They're more moderate in stature. They're considered more calving-ease cattle than they ever were. We've got some economic indexes that have revolutionized the breed in terms of making them more commercial producer-friendly. So a lot of things have changed. What the ideal one is, the ideal one's the Scimitar that is the modern one, and it goes out and works for the commercial cattleman as an alternative to add maternal and terminal heterosis into his cow herd.
Luke Bowman with the American Simmental Association. They will actually be arriving, Simmental breeders will, with their purebred animals on the 7th and 8th of January, and then will be lining up to have their National Simmental Show on the 10th of January at the Cattlemen's Congress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way comes up on Thursday, November 19th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, and over 14,000 weaned calves. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.